In 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 1, we read the following: that the word of the Lord was rare in those days, that there was no frequent vision, and that Eli had poor eyesight. You know, when the first readers would have read these opening lines, they would have understood that the lack of God speaking to the people by means of priests and prophets, they would have seen that as being a result of divine displeasure with his priests and people. Obviously, in chapter 2, we just had the man of God show up to speak to Eli, but that was an oddity. It didn't happen very often, if ever before, and it was a message solely for Eli and not for the entire people of God. So back in 1 Samuel chapter 3, God's word is not present. God's word is not spiritually discerned. God's word is not coming through Eli, the high priest, the expected one to hear from God. The priest of God, and then the people of God have turned their backs on God. And as such, God stops speaking. And when God stops speaking, well, that's a dangerous position. And so you got to ask yourself, have your ears grown dull? Has your heart become callous towards the word of God? Can you think of 10 other things you would rather be doing than hearing the word of God? You know, Sinclair Ferguson says that the test of the church in terms of its hunger for the word of God is the Sunday night service. For many churches, that might be the Wednesday night prayer meeting or their small groups. George Barna has stated that the Christian body in America is immersed in a crisis of biblical illiteracy. He says that for the first time in recorded history, there is not a marked difference between how Christians and non-Christians live their lives and make their decisions. Do you think those two things are disconnected? We would be fools to not see the correlation. Biblical illiteracy is absolutely linked with unethical behavior, and biblical literacy is linked with a strong moral framework. Now listen to me. We're not saying that if you come and listen to God's word, then it serves like some sort of magical wand that sprinkles morality dust over you, and you and your family are good to go. What we are saying, though, is that when the word of God is heard and embraced, then you are equipped with foundational truth upon which God builds holiness. And today, we have unlimited access to God's word, and we don't want it. We are asking for God's judgment upon us. Why would we voluntarily move into a place of distress and danger and drought? Well, as you pray about those things in your own life, I want to encourage you to pray for Condra Barnett, our missionary in Romania. And also remember the Karanji Lifeword broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.